Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Andy Mannix is with us right now. Andy has joined us before. It's been a while. It's great to have him on again. He's as good as anyone in this state regarding investigative reporting. He can hang with anybody nationally. Andy, brilliant work again. If somehow I get involved in illegal activity, please, for the love of God, don't investigate me. Let someone else do that, because such great respect for your work. This is a troubling story. And I know you partnered with ProPublica. Just talk about that partnership between you and Jessica on this story.
Yes, and thank you for having me on. So it's a pleasure. Jessica works for ProPublica. She's their Minnesota reporter. Her and I have actually started in journalism at City Pages together, for those who remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Eons ago. Yeah, you know, she and I kind of came across this story together and felt that it was worthy of the resources of both of our news organizations. It was clear that there was a lot of it was a complicated dynamic that was going on in this church that was resulting in these kids being abused without any sort of accountability for decades, and it's the kind of story that we really wanted to make sure we did right. So yeah, we decided to partner up and take it on together.
It is disgusting behavior. We've read these stories before. It's sad to know it still continues, and as you said, decades. So let's talk about the church first of all. Explain to our audience again, Star Tribune, it's a must read. Tell people about this church and how it's not affiliated in the traditional way.
Yeah, so the Old Apostolic Lutheran Church, often called OLC, sometimes the members are called Bunners, is the slang term that they use to describe themselves, because they sort of wear their hair up in a recognizable bun. It's not actually part of mainstream Lutheranism, although it has that in the name. It's actually part of a religion called Lestadianism, which came over with Swedish-Finnish immigrants in the 1800s. It's very conservative, very traditional. You know, I guess you can kind of think of the town in Footloose. You know, no dancing,
yeah, right?
Very patriarchal society, but you know, they're Christians, and I think a lot of them are good people. A lot of the congregation, some of them knew what was going on and some of them didn't. But they very much see the preachers of these churches as God is speaking through them. And if they want to go to heaven, you know, it's very important to obey the preachers. So in this case, you know, when you had preachers saying, let's deal with it this way. Let's deal with it by sitting down and forgiving one another and then just forgetting it ever happened. What we learned is people really listened, not just the kids that were abused, but their parents as well.
Well, and you lead with this, and it's powerful from the get-go. This is Clint Massey, who is featured for his abhorrent behavior throughout. And early on, you tell the story of this girl and had recently told her parents that he had touched her genitals, groped her on the shirt, and a preacher and leader of the church was there in front of the girl, her father, and the leader of the church, Daryl Bruckelmeyer, yes. at one point asked for forgiveness, looming over her. The three men are weeping. And then the girl's dad and preacher allowed the man who had been accused, Massey, of sexually abusing her since kindergarten to hug her. She would tell police 15 years later, it was one of the worst things ever. You want to bring somebody in a story right away, that's the way to do it. And that's typical of what is happening during this run where this abuse just continued and continued.
Yeah, and, you know, Massey, he was ultimately convicted of sexual abuse. I think he pleaded guilty late last year, was sentenced earlier this year. He's in prison now. But, you know, what we found out was that the church knew about this for a long time. They knew that he had a problem, Massey. They knew he was not well. They told police that when police brought them in about it. And by doing this, you know, these forgive and forget sessions, they allowed him to continue to prey on more children. So it's a little bit different than how it works in the Catholic Church, you know, where they're moving people around
right.
to sort
yep.
of hide it.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, you know, we're going to deal with it this way, you know, God, kind of God's law over man's law. And then you're never allowed to talk about it again. And if you do, then the sin is on you. You're the sinner now. You know,
can I
just
stop? Can I stop you on that?
Yeah.
Just saying that is haunting, chilling, and indefensible. If you speak of this again, then the sin is on you. That is troubling to the nth level.
And you see it in the you know, not just the trauma of the abuse, but not being able to talk about it. You see this, you know, really having a deep impact on these girls' lives as they get older. You know, not being able to talk about it, just having to sit with it for so long, not being able to get over it, you know, and seeing this guy, Clint Massey, in church with other young girls, you know, sitting on his lap and things like this, that I think the trauma of that was for some of them worse than, you know, the abuse itself, just the in terms of the lasting impact and their spiritual relationship, their physical, you know, their personal relationships with men, their relationships with their families. You know, there's a mm-hmm. lot of mental illness that flourished, I think, in these girls because they weren't ever able to really address it. And yeah, you know, and you have the person facilitating it is the person who they trust more than anyone else in the world. And, you know, I'm talking about their preacher and as well as, you know, in this case, the father being there. So that was really the focus of our investigation, wasn't on Massey, who again is in prison, but it was about why was he allowed to, you know, to continue to prey upon kids in this church for so long when they could have stopped him.
Okay, so let's point out again, as you said, he did plead guilty to four counts. He's now sentenced to 7.5 years. But here's Brockelmeyer. Am I saying that right? Is that the proper pronunciation?
Daryl Brockelmeyer.
Brockelmeyer, okay. Was not charged in connection. And as you and Jessica write, Kimberly Lowe, a lawyer and crisis manager for the church, said its preachers are unpaid and therefore might not be legally required to report sexual abuse of children. You both followed up, asked if she believes the preachers are mandated to report this under Minnesota law and would only say that the language of the statute is unclear.
Yep. Yeah, you know, we did ask her directly if she's saying they're not mandated reporters. We talked to a lot of lawyers and people who teach, you know, mandated reporting law to at schools and stuff like this, and we had never heard this argument before. She was, I think, kind of hedging. She, you know, she didn't say, "Oh, well, they're not mandated reporters;
right.
they didn't violate the law." She was just saying, "Well, maybe."
Yeah,
the language is
very
unclear.
Vague. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think that that. You know, but I don't know, you know, I mean, I think I'm not a lawyer. So, you know, if there's a technicality loophole that someone could argue, maybe, but certainly not the spirit of the law, which is that you
that's
know,
it.
The people who are leaders in your community, who are in charge of the community in a way, you know, whether it be clergy or teachers or a therapist, you know, they have a responsibility to make sure that something's done about this when you have a vulnerable child who is reporting that she's being harmed.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And has been harmed over and over and over again. This is Andy Mannix from the Star Tribune. He worked on this story, obviously, for the Trib and also ProPublica. His co-writer on this story is also going to be on with Jason. So both shows believe in this so much, we want to bring coverage to it. And I just want to stay with this last part, Andy, too. Suggesting because they're unpaid, and the hint of they're unpaid compared to they're paid, that's why a leader of a faith community should not be required to report this abuse, whether it's one single time or the amount of times that you and Jessica point out doesn't pass the litmus test of just common sense and decency. I think we all know that. On the community itself, the other individuals who are attending church, do you have a feel for how many people, how many others were aware what was going on?
I think among a lot of people who went to the church, it was an open secret. You know, there are people who told us and who told police that mothers would tell their kids to stay away from him. You know, it was sort of a whisper network. But the problem with a whisper network is you don't necessarily know who's in on it and who's not. So there were some kids who would still, you know, sit with him and sit on his lap. And that's where, you know, several of the girls were actually abused in church.
Near their parents, right?
Yeah. Yeah. With their parents nearby, or after church at, you know, it's common for them to go to someone's house afterward and sort of visit. And, you know, the parents are there and the abuse is kind of occurring. You know, whether they knew about it or not, like at the time, I don't know. But in a lot of these cases, it was, you know, they would tell their parents afterward and they would take it to the preachers before they'd go to police, just because that's really the leaders of their community. But I think for the mothers and the girls and some of them, you know, got older, became adults themselves, and would go to this church and see little kids that were the age that they were when they were abused sitting on the lap of Clint Massey, and that in itself was so traumatizing that, you know, it was a lot of them moved, a lot of them left the state because they just couldn't handle it anymore. So yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, to answer your question, I think there's a fair amount of people who knew or at least had heard rumor. Yeah.
You also write about the law getting involved, including St. Louis County Attorney. In a statement to the Trib and to ProPublica, this attorney said he spoke to a victim's mother who informed him there had been the therapeutic intervention, they were good, and that her daughter did not want anything more to be done. Without the girl's cooperation, the St. Louis County attorney said he decided he could not bring any charge against Massey, an outcome he said gives him heartache to the day. Are there people who tell you in this that the St. Louis County attorney still should have pursued it? Or they say, listen, if you don't have a parent and you don't have the victim who are willing to speak, as sad as that is, as much as it might stay with you, it's very difficult to build any case without those two individuals willing to step forward.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think, you know, when you have, especially a minor, this girl, I think when she came forward herself, was, I think she was 16, and, you know, having her parents essentially tell the police that they're not going to cooperate after talking to their preacher, it's really hard to build a case on just the word of a minor, especially when it's a he said, she said situation, and you don't have the cooperation of the other people who could corroborate her story. And, you know, in that case, you know, it's a really sad thing. Like, by the time so that case was dropped, and then they pick it up, you know, many years later, and they go back to that girl, and she, you know, cooperated and helped with their investigation. But how the law works in Minnesota is there's a clock starts ticking after you make a report like that, where if the person isn't charged in a few years, and then you come forward and make another report, you know, 10 years later, there's a statute of limitations that's run out. So even though she in many ways got this investigation going, that he was not charged with her sexual abuse. He was charged with sexual abuse of some of the other girls who hadn't come forward until 2023. So you really see the church intervention there leading to a victim not being able to get justice.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, and I thank you for your time. Considering what has happened with the Massey, considering the investigation due to other powerful people at the church, what is the status of the church? What are people saying today?
That's a great question. You know, Daryl Breckelmeyer and some other people who we wanted to talk to at the church didn't talk to us. You know, they had talked to police, and we were able to get some of their statements through that. But they didn't want to answer our questions. And so in terms of what, you know, if they're reading the story, if you know, church on Sunday is going to be, there's going to be some people coming in with some serious questions. I just don't know.
Andy, thanks for what you do. The light needs to be shined in this. Individuals need to be protected. Too many had to have this happen to their life way too long, and your excellent reporting will hopefully allow others to step forward and not to face this on a regular basis. I always appreciate when join the show. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Again, Andy Mannix, Star Tribune, his co-writer, Jessica Lussenhop, who has joined this show before, and she's very good also. She's going to join Jason and Dan on this same story at about 4:05 or so. So be sure to listen then, and go read this story. Go read this story. It is it's going to grab you, and it is just going to remind you that a place that should be about welcoming and protecting and goodness and kindness and pointing out how they can help you didn't do any of that to these young girls, and they allowed it to continue to happen over and over again, and then they lied. I repeat, they lied about, I don't know what I had to do, or because they were paid or not. Give me a break. You want to chime in? We're long here, so we'll probably have a short segment, but I want to hear from folks who want to chime in if you want. I certainly have more thoughts. I'm sure Dave does. I know Dave does. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.